That music can mean only one thing. The Olympics are here. Tomorrow, the world's creme de la creme of athleticism start what is for many of them the pinnacle of their careers in sports. And the world will watch and root for its citizens, millions glued to their TVs and computers all times of the day and night to catch their favorite athletes doing what they do best.
Bolt has the lead, widening the margin all by himself across the line. Bolt, 19-3-1.
Michael Phelps is coming back in five. Is he going to get the touch? No, he's not. Oh, no. He's got it. Oh, he's got it. Oh, Michael Phelps, 1/100th of a second. I cannot believe he's just done that.
The round off, the full twisting double back. She's done it again. Great work.
Johnson scored 15.975 in qualification.
One back. 2-2. That's what you call USA razzle dazzle.
And then they get the medal and the national anthem plays, and they're all in tears, and then you're in tears. They're champions. Amidst all the glamour and commotion, some people who you are probably not thinking too much about are the journalists covering the games, those tireless foot soldiers who bring the games to your screens and speakers. Well, we thought about them. What is it like to be a reporter covering the most prestigious sports competition on earth? We put that question to San Francisco Chronicle reporter Scott Ostler. Here he is.
It's the best assignment a sports writer could have, and it's the worst assignment. It's every day for a solid month, every day is a complete new adventure. You wake up not knowing where the big story is going to be. Is it going to be a bomb exploding in the park? Is it going to be a phenomenal athlete doing something nobody's ever done before? And I've run into both those situations. And there's fun things, there's crazy things, there's exciting things. And it's also extremely hard because I know it sounds like I'm griping about covering the Olympics, which sounds weird, and I'm not. But it's really hard because for 1 month you're working basically 24/7. There are times you work, you sleep 4 or 5 hours a night, and then you just get up and you're working nonstop until you go back to bed. And so it's extremely demanding and exhausting. And every time I've covered the Olympics, there's been at least one point, usually early on, where I stop and I think and I feel like weeping because I'm so frustrated and overcome by my inability to cover this massive event and my cluelessness at even trying to do so. And then somehow I muddle through. And at the end, it's you sit back and you just think, God, that was marvelous. That was great. It was phenomenal, and it was worth all the work. But it's hard work, but it's a great spectacle. Even if you don't like, I don't care about rowing. I don't care about gymnastics on a day-to-day basis. But when you get there and you're at those events, and you just get caught up in the whole thing, and it's a really wonderful, cool thing.